This is TechCrunch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
If you own a single-family home, driving an electric vehicle can be a transcendent experience. Every morning, when you wake up to a world full of possibilities, your car will be fully charged and ready to take you wherever you need to go. But EV life isn't nearly so rosy if you don't have access to a garage or a driveway. Many EV owners in big cities are forced to rely on public fast chargers. Some people have taken to stringing cables from their homes to the curb, which it can pose safety hazards. Some cities, like Cambridge, Massachusetts, have formalized the practice, allowing people to receive permits to install wheelchair-friendly cable protectors that span the sidewalk. It's an experiment that emulates some of the convenience that single-family homeowners enjoy, but it's a temporary solution at best. The lowly lamppost might be a better option. They're everywhere, and they have all the wiring needed to make curbside charging seamless. One startup from New York City, Volt Post, has been working on a product that retrofits existing street lampposts to enable EV charging. On Thursday, it introduced its lamppost charger after a year of design and development. The device is essentially a shroud that covers the lower part of the pole, containing all the electronics and cables required to charge 2 to 4 EVs at level 2 speeds. It's not fast charging, but it's more than enough for most people to top off overnight. Volpost's charger docks at hand level on the lamppost shroud, and the retractable cable has an anchor 8 feet up to keep it off the ground. The design is modular, the company said, to make repairs and upgrades easier. Charge station managers get access to custom software that will allow them to control pricing and remotely monitor the devices. As is the case with just about every EV charger network, there's an app to oversee charging sessions, including payments. Drivers can also use it to reserve chargers, an interesting twist on dibs or savesies that will certainly be a convenience for drivers but could cause some friction among neighbors. VoltPost said its chargers are quick to install, taking an hour to complete the process in a test with the New York City Department of Transportation. It also said that it has projects in various stages of development and deployment in New York, Chicago, and Detroit. The startup most recently raised a $3.6 million seed round in July. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.